There is a great debate around nepotism in India for the last 2 years and a casual conversation around the world about it for a way longer time. Some people have considered it to be a big hurdle for talent and some believe it to be a personal choice and obvious trait. Nepotism has impacted almost everything around the world, from kings to movie stars, from politics to corporate, from business to jobs. You can find the traces of it everywhere. How good or bad it is a big debate, and we'll talk about that some other day. However, I will be talking about someone who was considered to be a product of nepotism despite proving himself again and again on litmus test. India has not seen much when it comes to spin-offs. However, Hollywood has a big list of spin-offs, including my favorite, Better Call Saul, which is a spin-off series of Breaking Bad. Spin-offs are usually based on side characters of a series or a movie which left a great impression on audience along with the show. In 2012, Vidya Balan's starred Kahani was released on Indian theaters and received praises from everyone. The movie was a success and all the characters were praised along with the story. But there was one character who left a great impression on everyone unexpectedly. Bob Biswas was a contract killer. His character was unique and horrific, and he stayed in everyone's mind since then. There was a demand from a large section of audience for a separate movie on Bob Biswas, and the demand was finally fulfilled by Diya Annapurna Ghosh and Z5. The story starts with Bob Biswas, who just came out of coma after 8 years and lost the memory of his life before coma. He found out that he has a beautiful wife, a son, a teen daughter, and a job. He was approached by two men who told him that he was a contract killer and he has some work to do before them. There starts the killing spree and a story full of twists and turns. Bob Biswas was directed by Diya Annapurna Ghosh, and the story was written by famous actor, director, and screenwriter Kujal Ghosh. People in main cast were Abhishek Bachchan as Bob Biswas, Chitrangada Singh as Mary Biswas, Param Bandopadhyay as Kalida, Ronit Arora as Benny, Samara Tijori as Mani, and Pavitra Rabha as Dhunu. Music was done by Clinton Carrizo and cinematography was done by Garrick Sarkar. First, let's talk about the story. I believe the story was really tight and interesting. It kept the essence of parent movie Kahani and made sure that the thriller sequences plays the most important part of the movie. The story is unique and has power to keep you hooked till the end. All the characters created had some unique features in them that made them interesting. I kept wondering what would happen next, and the creators were successful in keeping me deeply involved in the story. I believe the way the movie ended, it has the potential to become an individual franchise and come up with several seasons. Let me come to the work of the cast now. I simply loved Abhishek Bachchan in this movie. The way he imbibed the soul of Bob Biswas within him and portrayed his character was phenomenal. He had to gain some weight for this role and felt real in action sequences. They were rusty and messy, as you can expect from someone who came out of coma after 8 years. The ways he carried out the assassins were equally funny and thrilling. You can't stop laughing when a man is at job. Chitrangada Singh as Mary looked beautiful throughout the movie. She played her character beautifully, and her love and care for Bob looked real. Ronit as Benny did not have much to do in the film, but I must praise Samara, who played Minnie. She has become a known face after her role in Family Man series, and in this movie too, she left a great impression on everyone. She understood the character completely and looked naturally throughout the movie. The character which impressed me and all of us the most was Param as Kalida. How he follows the code, stay honest, and smart was amazing. His dialogue delivery was impeccable, and he was the only character who actually looked Bengali. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, but there were few things the creators could have been more careful about. The creators were successful in portraying the feel of Kolkata with cinematography, however, not through all the characters. You could not really believe that these characters were living in Kolkata for their entire life. The Hindi was really clear and better than the Bengali. Only Paran could speak Hindi like a Bengali person, and I believe the rest of the people could have learned that from him. There were few plot holes and gaps which could have been filled, like what made Bob the contact killer, why few people were waiting for 8 years for him to carry out assassinations, how easily he could kill and walk away from murders, and why would police leave him to do what he wanted. Keeping all of these things aside, I would still give this movie 4 out of 5 stars for being funny, thrilling, interesting and unique. I believe there would be further installments of Bob's Job, and you would get some answers in them. Till then, enjoy it on G5. You are listening to Devendra. Thank you so much for listening. If you like it, please give it a like, subscribe and put your comments. Let me know if there is anything or any movie or show you would like me to review. Thank you so much, guys.